Hi there. The word for you today is, Lord, teach me to pray. In Luke 6 verse 12, we read Jesus spent the night praying. One of the dangers of being involved in God's work is that you can go for weeks or even months without really praying. In a survey of thousands of pastors, half of them acknowledged that they often went for long periods of time without praying. They didn't have a personalized prayer life beyond their function in church. Amazingly, they had preached entire sermons on the topic of prayer, yet they themselves didn't practice it. Be honest, can you relate? Jesus arose before dawn and spent hours in prayer. He even prayed all night, and it showed. His incredible success flowed out of the rich relationship he had with his Father. He made deposits every morning so that he could make withdrawals all day long. One Bible teacher writes, and I quote, "I have gone from laboring and striving to pray for 5 minutes every few days to enjoying and actually personally needing and wanting, beginning my day with prayer, then to praying throughout the day as things come up, and finally ending my day communicating with the Lord as I fall asleep. I have moved from a sporadic, irregular prayer life to regular times of prayer that are disciplined without being legalistic. Where I once thought I was fulfilling an obligation to God by praying, I now realize that I absolutely cannot survive a day and be satisfied if I do not pray. I realize that prayer is a great privilege, not a duty. I no longer approach God in fear, wondering if he will really hear me and send an answer to my prayers. I now approach him boldly, as his word teaches me to do, and with great expectation." Interesting words, huh? In other words, this Bible teacher had gone from preaching about prayer to living a life of prayer and reaping its rich rewards, and you need to do that too.